Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. Happy, 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 happy Monday. You are listening to The Drive at 5 Live, and I am your weekly host, Patricia McDowell, and I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to The Drive at 5 Live. Each week, we will discuss health and wellness. We will guide you to the road to a better and healthy lifestyle with beneficial results. We have a fantastic show lined up for you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. But before I call our guest, Paula, I want to just highlight a few of our friends of The Drive at 5 Live. There's no place quite like the Dominican Republic. That's because if history is the result of an unlikely mixture of influences, nowhere else will you find a blend of European, African, and Native Pinto Indian culture. Why do people come to Dior? Because of its oceanfront location and the breathtaking views. No matter what kind of visitor you are, whether it's for a wedding, whether just for rest and relaxation, whether it's a family trip, the Dominican Republic has something for you. I know for myself, I just came back from August, and I'm going back in December for 2 weeks to experience this great location while staying at a five-star resort. Visit lifestyledreamvacation.com. That is lifestyledreamvacation.com. Avon, the company for women. With the holiday fast approaching, many of us are creating a holiday gift list and checking it twice. If you are looking to buy gifts, for example, clothes, the new Flip HD video camera, or jewelry, the Avon is your dream one-stop shopping location. You can shop at the comfort of your home. Look to make extra money? Become an Avon representative. Call today, 914-447-1080. 89. That's 914-447-1089, and we will take care of all of your Avon needs. Do you know that most people's homes are more polluted than outdoors? Do you wash your clothes and chemicals, then place the clothes on your skin? Do you know that most allergies and asthmas can be controlled by controlling your environment? Become proactive. Take charge of your environment and go green with Artist International. Become an Artist Preferred customer today. Call 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089 to set up an appointment today. Have you heard about the new Jewels by Elan? They are a must-see destination store in Westchester County. Ellen Edwards of Jewels by Elan has hosted many events in the store. Some events are poetry jams, charity events, in-store jewelry party, book signing, just to name a few. All of this is done with a Soho vibe. Ellen Edwards features a line she designed, as well as some new and up-and-coming designers. It's a great place to shop and have a good conversation and perhaps a cup of tea. The low-key style makes browsing a pleasure. If you haven't stopped by yet, do yourself a favor and take a peek. You can call to make an appointment or schedule a shopping tour with friends. Visit the website at www.jewelsbyelan.com. That's jewelsbyelan.com. jewelsbyelan.com. And check out their calendar because she's going to have some in-store holiday boutiques that you don't want to miss. Or you can call 914-512-8578 to make an appointment or to get more information about their holiday schedule. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as I promised, we have a treat for you. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Awakening Wellness Fair is this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the DoubleTree Hotel. I'm going to say it again. It is this weekend, Sunday, November 21st, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the DoubleTree. Did you know it is the biggest wellness fair and marketplace? It is an opportunity to learn about cutting edge of wellness of the body and mind and spirit. And we have on the line to tell us all about this great event is Paula. Paula, are you here?
I'm here.
Paula, I'm telling you, I am so, so excited. And I have to say, and I already purchased my ticket, and I hope that everyone has who is listening, and I hope that you will provide information with those who have not had the opportunity yet to purchase their ticket. But I have to say that when I attended the event earlier this year, I was amazed. Well, first of all, I did not know that the DoubleTree had that much parking space available. So when I went all the way in the back and almost couldn't find a parking space, I was in shock. Great job, Paula.
You know, it's a great, great event that I just so enjoy putting together. As I'm sure you know, I'm sure you've put together events yourself, whether for, you know, personal or business or whatever reasons that, you know, you start getting close to it and there's so many things left to do and it can be a little stressful. But I have to tell you, I just love doing this. It doesn't matter how stressful it gets. It's just so much fun because I love the whole topic of body, mind, spirit wellness. So for me to be dealing with all of these different vendors and practitioners and psychic readers is just, oh, I'm just having such a good time.
Oh, I just can't wait.
And, you know, if I weren't producing the event, I would definitely go to the event and I would be there all day, as many people are. You know, it's an interesting event in that there are a lot of different kinds of trade shows and expos around where you go there and you walk through and you see a couple of things and you're in and out in an hour and, you know, and that's fine. But my survey after the Awaken Wellness Fair says that people show up and they stay for 4, 5, 6, 8 hours, as long as they can stay. They stay because there's so many interesting people, so many interesting speakers, so many interesting vendors and practitioners there that you could stay longer than a day. If we were there longer than a day, you could stay there for a couple of days.
So, I agree with you
so much.
100%.
It is a wonderful event. And I want to thank you for this opportunity to talk about it to your listeners and to people who are interested in body, mind, spirit wellness. You know, it is definitely a growing population that has an interest in learning more about these different practices. And that really is that's my mission, is to give people an opportunity to learn about different practices. Not everything is for everybody, but you don't know what is or isn't for you until you have the opportunity to explore it a little bit. And this is a day that allows people to explore all kinds of holistic practices for you know, really next to nothing. The entrance fee online through Wednesday, by the way, today is $10. And at the event, it's $15. But we have to stop it on Wednesday because we got to do our bookkeeping and make our list, and we need a little time to do that. But you know what? Even at $15, it is cheap.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very reasonable. And Paul is not kidding. Because last time I went on, I missed it by, I think, a minute at midnight. It was already changed over. So you know, for those people who are listening, I'm telling you, get your tickets. Get a ticket for yourself and someone who you love. Bring a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever. I mean, because this is absolutely a wealth of information under one rooftop.
It is that. And, you know, I was talking to some people this past weekend about, you know, pricing and so forth. And for any of us, we could go hear a holistic practitioner, a wellness philosopher, a spiritual leader, and we could spend $200 or $300 for the day, and we would learn a lot. Here, a person can spend $10 or $15 and hear dozens of different people. So it's really, you know, in terms of it being a good deal, it's absolutely without comparison. can we talk a little bit about some of the people who are going to be there and what goes on at the fair?
I would love to. Yes, please, Paul. Please continue.
We've grown every year. The fair began, oh gosh, the fair began 9 years ago in my office in White Plains with 42 people. And the last event at the DoubleTree had about 800 people, and this time I expect between 800 and 1,000 people. So it's grown.
Wow.
And you know what
I
love? You know what that says? It says people are interested in this topic. People are interested in body, mind, spirit, wellness. So I love that. And every time I produce the fair, and I normally do it locally twice a year, I do it usually around Thanksgiving and around Easter. So usually it's the weekend before Thanksgiving, which it is this coming Sunday, and then the one after this will be on April 16th. So I've got that booked already, and I actually have next November booked too.
I like that.
It keeps on rolling.
In advance.
And it changes every time. So this time what the changes are is, you know, I have so many vendors that want to participate that I got additional space in the hotel this time. So we'll have the whole ballroom as previously and then for vendors and then in the foyer to the ballroom. This time we're going to have practitioners. So we have people who are doing reflexology, people who are doing Reiki, Jinjitsu, massage, all different kinds of healing practices in the foyer. So I think we've got about, I'm going to say we've got a dozen tables out there with all kinds of different healing practices. And that's a great, great way. You know, people talk about doing some body work, getting some spiritual work done, and you know, who do you go to and how do you find out about it? Well, it's an opportunity for people to do some sampling. Some people will charge a small fee. Some people will be free. But to sample and see what works for, you know, for any given person. So that'll be in the foyer. And then in the ballroom itself, we'll have we have about 100 vendors. We have vendors with all kinds of products, whether we're talking about, well, of course, we love to talk about jewelry, so that's always one, needless to say. But the thing about the jewelry that you find at this fair is it's handmade. It is often blessed with some kind of Reiki blessing. It's unique, and it's made from the heart, so that is very, very, very special. One of the things that's very hot these days is water, and certainly we've all known about bottled water for a long time and spring water, but right now they're talking a lot about alkaline water versus acid water, and apparently the water that most of us drink most of the time has a high acid level, and there's a belief that that causes inflammation, which is then the source of a lot of disease and illnesses, so we've got several vendors who are presenting different ways of creating or getting more alkalinity into our water. So that's an interesting wellness thing that's going on right now. And there are a number of coaches. You do some coaching. You seem like someone who is a coach, yes? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said, do you do some coaching yourself? You seem
no,
like
No, I don't. No, believe it or not, no, I don't.
Trying to do it, maybe you do it in kind of a an ad hoc manner, you know, not
yeah,
normally,
yeah.
But kind of part of what you do. So we've got some coaches, we've got some authors, we've got some nutritionists, we've got a few people with different weight loss programs. I'll be visiting them. we have an interesting vendor. We don't do a lot of clothing kinds of things, but one of the vendors this year is someone who does a product called Gucci. And Gucci's are little, they're kind of like cuffs that go over your shoes or over your boots, and they make our own footwear look like the more expensive, you know, like we're wearing Jimmy Choo's or something. So that's a very
really?
Cheap that we have. Yeah. Jeez. So lots and lots of interesting people in the main ballroom as vendors. Oh, we also have somebody with a chocolate fountain, gluten-free chocolate.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, really?
We
oh,
like
my goodness.
That, right?
Yes, you do.
Oh, we've got people selling crystals, of course, different kinds of crystals, and we've got Himalayan salt lamps, so all kinds of different products like that. And then outside of the ballroom, we have two more rooms where we have speakers, and we have speakers continuously from in each of the rooms from 10:15. Although at 10:15 we'll do only one room, and we have a singing bowl concert. Have you ever heard somebody play singing bowls?
No.
No, it's this woman's bowls. Her name is Beth Mullen, and she has the bowls are handmade brass bowls. So they actually hammer these bowls into pieces of brass into a bowl shape. And each one has a specific tone or note to it. And she plays the bowls by running like a baton around the inside or the outside of the bowl. So we're going to start the day with a singing bowl concert, which is very meditative, peaceful. And so people will be invited to just lie down and enjoy kind of a meditative session with her. And then downstairs, this time it's downstairs, we will have our intuitive readers. We're trying to get away from calling them psychics, but you know, people who do angel readings and tarot readings, and that's not the main point of the event, and yet everybody loves that as a kind of an add-on. So we have a room with, we've got, I think at this point, 14 different readers. So something for everybody and anybody who's exploring body, mind, spirit wellness.
For those people who are listening and they're interested in becoming a vendor, do you still have vendor space available?
I have exactly 3.5 spaces right this minute. I had actually,
wow.
I was sold out. I added the downstairs room, so that opened up a few spaces, and that sold out very quickly. And then last night I went in, I had done my floor plan, I went in and I did a measuring in a couple of places, and I managed to squeeze in 5 more tables, but 1.5 were already gone. So right now I have 3.5 tables left. And if someone is interested in participating, there's a separate website for the vendors, and that is www.thepractitioners.com.
New
Practitioners is PRACTITIONERS. And they can go there and get the info about participating in the day. I think it's, for anybody who is in the wellness world, the holistic world, this is probably... I'm not even going to say probably. I'm going to say this is the best exposure to the general public who is interested in this kind of practice or service or product. This is the best exposure anybody's going to have in Westchester County this year.
I agree 100% because, like I said before, excuse me, I was very, very impressed with the turnout and the information that was provided to the those who have attended the event. And like I said before, I already got my ticket, and I'm definitely looking forward and participating in it this time. And I think what I'm going to do this year, or I should say on Sunday, I'm going to get there very, very early. So
Come early and spend the whole day.
Yes,
you know, you could
literally,
you could come, walk in the door at 10 a.m. and you could move from one vendor to another, move from one speaker room to another, have a session with one of the practitioners, get a reading, and you could find yourself busy every single second up until 5 p.m. and enjoy every minute of it. It really is it's an uplifting and an inspiring and an educating day for many, many people. You mentioned a lot of people being there, and I'm so pleased to see that. I'm so pleased to see more people interested in exploring various ways of being well, various ways of taking care of ourselves and being our best possible selves. It's easy to reach people. I'm going to say it's easy to reach people who are interested in the topic, who are, you know, Reiki masters or people who are yoga teachers or whatever. But my goal is, in addition to reaching those people, reaching just, you know, everyday folks. So one of the things I did this go-around was I had an advertisement in the movie theaters over in Tarrytown. So at the Sawmill and at the Greenberg Theater, if you went to the movies any time in the past month, how they show those slides before the movies. Well, there was a slide of the
there.
So that was kind of fun. And I'm hoping that, that some of the general public, quote-unquote, notices that and is curious and comes and visits us on this coming Sunday, November 21st, from 10 to 5 at the DoubleTree Hotel.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to have some speakers. Can you give us an idea of what kind of speakers you're going to have and what people are going to learn?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mentioned that my very first, the first person of the day is the Singing Bowl concert, and that is at 10:15. And I know it's Sunday morning, on a Sunday morning, but I have to say that it's very worthwhile to come out a little bit early on a Sunday morning to see Beth Mullen and her, actually what she entitles her presentation is the Tibetan Singing Bowl Sound Healing Experience. So I like that. And you know from your own experiences in this world, the whole idea of vibration, of the healing of vibration. So this is a wonderful opportunity for people to come and experience that. We have, and then we have two rooms of speakers. So we have speakers going on all day. We have an organization called Eriu Olas, which is a little bit tricky to say and to spell, but this is an organization that deals with dealing with stress, with chronic fatigue, with that whole, oh God, it's so of the lifestyle that we live today, the fast-paced life that we live. These folks demonstrate techniques that will help people to detoxify their minds and their bodies in order to be less stressed, to be healed, to have a sense of rejuvenation. So they will be on at 11 in one room, and at the same time in the other room at 11, we have a woman by the name of Eve Blaustein, and she's doing a presentation called Loving Yourself and Loving Your Life. And so she talks about the things that block us in our lives, the things that stop us from getting, being, doing what we want in our lives. So that'll be a very interesting conversation about transforming one's life. And then as we move into the next time period, we have a wonderful lady. I just love her. Her name is Anna Mercedes Rueda. And as you can tell by the name, there's a Spanish background there. And she deals with angels. And as I'm sure you know, there's a lot with angels, I'm going to say these days, but I guess it's been for a long time. And she's going to do a talk on what is channeling and how to channel your own angels. You know, I think all of us, when we were kids, we heard about our, we all had a guardian angel, you know.
Right.
And that's looked at very seriously today. So she's going to do a talk that helps us to connect with our angels. At the same time, we have Jennifer Magnan McLeod, and her talk is called Life Designing 101, Creating a Life by Design, Not Default. And that's an interesting topic, isn't it? I mean, how often often I go through life, I just kind of fall into whatever's next. And her premise is that we can actually plan and we can make our lives exactly what we want them to be by designing our lives. So a very interesting, inspiring, and also, as it happens, a very beautiful woman, body, mind, and spirit beautiful. I have been at 12:30 in the Sleepy Hollow room, someone who is a regular with me, Alicia Boyd. And she is a spiritualist and Reiki master and a writer. She's got a master's from Columbia. And she's going to do a demonstration about energy work. So, you know, we talk about energy. We talk about chi, about prana, about Reiki energy. Well, her talk is going to be about that kind of energy. And she's going to do a demonstration in her talk so that people can see what this is all about and how to use their own energy to live the best possible life. So she's fascinating. And she also is one of my practitioners. So in addition to doing the talk, she and her students will be giving sessions in the practitioner's room.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
You stop me when you're.
No, because my guests, my listeners need to hear what is actually going to be there available for them, especially particularly those individuals who are exploring for the first time.
Yeah. And then, you know, we at the same time as we have Alicia doing energy work, which is, you know, something that is a little bit cutting edge, shall we say. We have someone else talking about weight loss, and oh my goodness, isn't that something that just everybody today is talking about, interested in? You know, we hear the phrase, a person's drug of choice. Well, my personal drug of choice is food. as I'm moving into the wellness fair, and you know, things are happening rapidly, the way I soothe myself is I eat. You know, and I know that that's not the healthiest thing to do. And so at any rate, Infinite Possibilities is the name of the organization, and the speaker is a woman by the name of Eileen Connolly. And she's going to be talking about, you know, eating in a different way, eating in a way that allows us to lose, in my case, I would love to lose a little weight, to lose some weight and eat to really support our journeys. We have then coming up at 1:15, we have in the Tarrytown room two very interesting speakers. They were actually on a radio show with me last week, and that is Adora Winquist and Dr. Robert Kendarjian. Do you love her name? Adora Winquist. What a great name that is. And they're the feminine and masculine within. And you know what a great topic that is, because we all do have our nurturing feminine side and our more, you know, aggressive and out there masculine side. And their talk is about how to balance those, not to eliminate either one, but how to balance them in a way that we function well within ourselves and within our society, within our culture. So they're going to be doing some meditation, some aromatherapy, and some experiential exercises. So that'll be a great a great presentation. And then at the same time, in the Sleepy Hollow, Jean O'Connor, who is, she's an author. She's someone I've known for a long time. And she used to own, I forget the name of her place. She used to own a holistic center up north a little way. She's giving a presentation called Passion and Profit, Seven Success Secrets of the Spiritual Entrepreneur. I like that. That's me and that's you, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Spiritual entrepreneur.
Yes.
Learned seven, and she says that she will teach you to learn seven key success secrets that will take your business to the next level. I like
wow.
that. I like that. So, you know, that's a little bit more down to earth. And then after that, we have something, a very serious medical conversation, breast and ovarian cancer prevention with natural treatments. And that is...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is with Dr. Michael Wald and Dr. Shah.
Mm-hmm.
From integrated medicine and nutrition. Nutrition is so important. You know, that's just whenever I run into a doctor who says nutrition has nothing to do with anything, it just strikes me as so crazy. How could it be that what we put into our bodies has no effect? It's got to have a huge effect on us.
Yes,
so they will be talking very specifically about nutrition and natural treatments in terms of, as I said, breast and ovarian cancer. And then at the same time that they're speaking, I have Reverend Carol Thomasy, who has a very wide background in the healing arts, and she is the founder of a place called The Sanctuary in Stamford. Her talk is called Goddess Remembered, and she's going to be talking about the reemergence of the divine feminine. I love that. She also, and you might be especially interested in this, she leads journeys to sacred sites, and she's actually leading a journey to Egypt on 11-11-11. So next November,
wow.
11-11, going to Egypt. So that's, to me, personally, that's a very intriguing thing. So people can get more information about that. Yeah. Have you been to Egypt yourself?
No.
Is it on your list?
My family went and left me. They didn't take it.
No kidding.
Yeah. My mother. Yeah. I would love to go. And I think the date in which she selected is so
significant. I know. So,
wow.
You know, think about
that.
So powerful. Yeah. Maybe you and I will go together. We'll be roomies. We'll see.
Yeah.
So, and then we have, you know, we're back to the medical thing. We have Dr. George Gertner of Upper Cervical Chiropractic. And I've actually been to Dr. Gertner, and he's done some wonderful work on my neck and my head. And this is a little bit different kind of chiropractic. I think we've all seen the kind of chiropractic where they, you know, they do some very strong manipulations and turn your head and you hear everything pop and I like that. But what Dr. Gertner does is something very, very gentle with a very, very specific and very mild touch and yet a very highly effective regimen. So he's an interesting person to hear also. And at the same time, we have Scott Pollack talking about pets and pet nutrition. So that's, you know, that's another whole aspect of the whole world of wellness. To, you know, we all know that having a pet is very good for us, that it's a stress reducer, and it gives us that, you know, that unconditional love that we all want to have. So this is about taking care of your pet with a natural diet and a holistic diet. So very interesting man with a wonderful topic. And I'm looking at his picture right now. He's cute, too.
Oh, really? What do you have, sampled?
That doesn't hurt.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm a pet owner. I have a little dog, and everybody hears him because usually around this time he barks when you're on the radio show, and mm-hmm. and and I really do look for holistic food to give my pet. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. So that within itself is going to be a treat.
Check out, his name is Scott Pollock, and he is both speaking at 2:45, and he also has a table in the vendor's room. The table is, I think it's called PHD Products. So you'll find him in there. And then we move on to some other speakers at 3:30. We have Reverend Aubrey Lynn of the Rockland Center for Spiritual Living, and her topic is What is New Thought and Ancient Wisdom? And isn't that just so exactly where we're at today, you know?
Yeah.
New thought but ancient wisdom, and trying to blend the two in a way that is most useful to us and most beneficial to us in our lives. So so she's going to be talking about new thought centers, which give people the opportunity to choose forgiveness and love over fear, anger, and hate. She'll be talking about faith, hope, and compassion for oneself and others. And I think that will be a very inspiring talk at 3:30. And at the same time, we have in the other room Dina Wilson, and her topic is Generation Greener. She herself is a holistic health coach, as well as a mom and a wife and an educator. And she has a wonderful attitude, and that is that she feels that she has to take care of herself first before she can take care of everybody else. And that is just so wise, and I think it's so difficult for most of us that we, you know, we tend to put others ahead of us, and by the time we get to take care of us, we're so depleted that, you know, we can't. So she's got a much wiser attitude, and that is we take care of ourselves first, and that gives us what we need to take care of others. And she's somebody who lost 70 pounds in taking care of herself. Yeah, so she's all about slow living, a balanced life, and so that's another really, really excellent presentation. And then we wrap up the day at 4:15. We have a program in the Sleepy Hollow room, Dr. John Foley and Dan Court. And their presentation is How to Achieve Optimal Health in a Toxic World. And they are talking about something that is very, very hot these days and of great interest to me, and that is the environmental toxins that are in the electromagnetic field. You know, right now I'm talking to you on a cell phone, which I shouldn't be doing, by the way. You know, I'm sitting in front of a wireless computer. I'm probably going to throw some soup in the microwave tonight. All of these electromagnetic fields and waves that are running through the environment and through us, what are they doing to us? Are they okay? Do our bodies adapt to them? Maybe. Are they toxic? Are we getting brain tumors from them? Maybe. So this is really going to be an interesting talk, and I think a subject that we're going to continue to hear more and more about as time passes. I heard a talk about this just last week, as a matter of fact, at the Westchester Holistic Network that you came to last month. And the speaker was talking about this and said that the insurance companies will not sell insurance to the manufacturers of cell phone for that will cover them when people sue them for brain tumors or whatever kinds of tumors, because they're already so suspicious that's a possible result of some of these electromagnetic fields. Interesting.
And I have not to cut in, but one of my pet peeves is, and most of the people who are on the phone know that I'm an elected official in the city of Yonkers. But my thing is these satellites. You know, maybe one satellite antenna on one building, you know, may be okay. But when you have hundreds, in one community, what is that doing to that community?
Yep. You know, in the presentation that I saw a map of I guess it was Westchester. Might have been the lower Hudson Valley, because I think it ran into Connecticut and across the Hudson River. But it was a map of the cell towers in the area, and there is such a concentration of cell towers in White Plains, in Yonkers. There were so many of them on this map. There were so many little dots for the cell towers that, like, you couldn't even see the city anymore because of the gazillions of little dots for all of the cell towers that are there. So, yeah, what is that? And another thing that I saw in this presentation that was a little bit disturbing, it was an image of the electromagnetic field coming into someone's head as they were talking on a cell phone. And one image was an adult, and you could see the heat, the energy coming like kind of a quarter of the way into their head, like of their whole head, about a quarter of their head was filled with this energy, with this heat. And then they had a picture of someone who was 10 years old. And the energy went through like three quarters of their head. And then they had a picture of a five-year-old with a cell phone, and the energy completely filled their skull, because obviously, you know, the younger a person is, the less developed their cranium,
right,
their, you know, the skeletal, the hardness of their skull. So, and how many little kids have cell phones these days?
Oh, yes.
You know, like, you have to have a cell phone. 8 years old,
yeah.
You got to have a cell phone, and it's just so, I don't know. I don't know that it's dangerous, but I think that there's a lot of evidence that would make one suspicious that it is dangerous, and how can we protect ourselves? Because, you know, cell phones aren't going away, wireless computers aren't going away, none of it's going away.
Yeah.
So how can we protect ourselves and be as good to ourselves and our children as possible during that, you know, during the times that we live in.
And then
we
find out. Okay.
Go ahead.
Continue. We can have a whole radio show just on cell phone, but let's continue.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. And I think what we have to realize is that cell phones, none of this stuff is going to go away. So for somebody to say, well, we should outlaw cell phones or something, that's not a reasonable solution to the problem. We have to find, you know, what are the best practices for ourselves so that we don't harm ourselves or harm our children. What are the perhaps protective devices that are around? And there are more and more devices around nowadays that can protect us from some of the electromagnetic field. So, you know, our job is to educate ourselves about this and then do what seems reasonable to us, what seems prudent to us. So now that we've talked about something so disturbing, the other thing that happened at the end of the day is my friend Marilyn Miller from Pilates on Hudson is going to do a presentation about relieving neck and shoulder tension. Yay! Just what we need.
Yes.
That's all I said about electromagnetic fields. So she's going to do a presentation and a demonstration of Pilates in the Tarrytown room at the end of the day at 4:15. And do you do Pilates yourself? Have you had some experience with Pilates, Tricia?
Yes, I have, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's terrific, and I too do Pilates on occasion, not nearly as often as I would like to, but maybe I will join her for a little bit of a session, because it builds the core, strengthens the core, and stretches all the other muscles. So that'll be a lovely way for people to end the day in the Tarrytown room. So that was my speaker's lineup. I talked a lot.
Wow.
You really
covered the whole gamut as it relates to the holistic and wellness. One of the things I wonder, for those individuals, would you say for those individuals who who are just exploring, who's just getting their teeth, you know, their mouth wet with this information, would you suggest this be a forum for them to come to?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, a person could come to this event, plop themselves down in one of the speaker rooms, and just sit there all day and just have a fabulous education on the wide variety of wellness topics that are presented. You know, you heard as I was talking about my different speakers, there are doctors in there, there are, you know, medical professionals. There are also people who are very spiritually focused, at least two reverends in the lineup that I mentioned. So a person would really get a very broad exposure to different kinds of wellness. I read a book, this goes back a little ways, but it opened my eyes to the fact that in the world that we live in, or certainly what we have been living in for the past, I don't know, maybe 50 years, when somebody gets sick and we say, that person should go to the doctor, the choice of the kinds of wellness practices that we have has been very limited. You know, everybody goes to an allopathic doctor or, you know, has been going to allopathic doctors, and that's one possibility. But what a wellness fair like this offers is awareness of the other possibilities that are out there. There's a school of thought that believes that all of our ails, the illnesses, begin with a spiritual malady, that everything begins with spirit. And if something is wrong and not addressed in a spiritual place, then it moves into a mental place. If it's not addressed there, then it moves into the physical body. And when our physical body becomes ill, that's actually kind of the last stop of whatever it is that's troubling us. So I think these kinds of wellness practices have an awareness of that and offer people an opportunity to approach wellness, you know, at the spiritual, at the beginning, you know, from a psychological place and then finally from a physical place. But it's a much broader and more comprehensive and expansive topic than certainly what I was taught growing up. You know, when I was growing up, it was a very narrow field of possibilities, you know. And those possibilities are still there. I'm not saying that, you know, holistic practices are necessarily instead of allopathic practices, but they can certainly be complementary and they can certainly help a person be well enough that they need the allopathic doctor much less because they're healthier in body, mind, and spirit.
It's all good. Yes, it is. It really, truly is. It's all good. You know, it's funny, but, you know, as you alluded to, you know, more and more people are realizing that we need to go back and do what our grandparents used to do. Because, unbeknownst to them, they were doing it correctly. And it's as close to Mother Earth or Mother Nature that you can get, the better it is for you as the person, as well as for your entire family.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny what you just said. I can remember, my grandmother came from Lithuania, came from a foreign country, and had her certain remedies for different things, even something as simple as if you had a cold or a sore throat, you know, the tea with the big dose of honey in it and then a shot of whiskey. And, you know, we would laugh at that, and yet we know today that the honey, in fact, does coat the throat, and that the alcohol gives the body an opportunity to relax and rest and get the rest that's necessary to heal. So a lot of those old remedies that we laughed at and made fun of, turns out that they, you know, that there was science behind them, even though we hadn't identified the science, that it really was there. And, you know, when you think about it too, all of our medicines, our synthetic medicines today, had their roots in botanicals, you know, had their roots in herb and plant medicines. There's another school of thought that everything that we need to survive is already in existence here on the planet, that every disease and the antidote to every disease is already sitting here in our forests and in our mountains and in our rivers and in our oceans. And, you know, we don't have to look to the synthetic to find the cures and the remedies, that they're all sitting there in nature. I love that thought. I love that.
Yeah, I believe that. I really believe that. I think that's so true.
You know, I want to mention, since we're talking about this, I have at least two herbalists who are coming to mind who will be at the Wellness Fair. And one of them is Bonnie Rogers. And I actually did with Bonnie, I did a weed walk one time back a year or two ago. And she did a walk along the Hudson River up in Tarrytown behind Phelps Hospital and showed the group different weeds and what, how they were used medicinally and how they could be used medicinally for better health. So she's one of the herbalists who will be there, and she's also very involved in this whole issue of water and alkalinity in water. So she's a very interesting person to talk to. And the other person, the other herbalist who's there is somebody who's very well known and has been around for a long time. Her name is Andrea Candy. And she will actually be available to do some, I'm going to call it intuitive readings of one's body of people to help them determine what they need in terms of herbs and remedies to make themselves feel better. Andrea has been around a long time. She's a master herbalist. She's an author of a couple of books, including about child care, taking care of your child or your baby. And she also publishes the holistic resource guide that of lots and lots of holistic practitioners and doctors and centers in Westchester. So quite an interesting and accomplished woman, and she'll be a wonderful person to speak to at the event. And let me make another plug for the event. It's Sunday to Sunday, November 21st at the DoubleTree Hotel in Tarrytown from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The ticket is $10 online through Wednesday, through November 17th. And online is www.awakenfair.com. And then at the fair itself, you can just pay as you come in, and that's $15. And when you come in, the first 500 people, and I hope you're going to be one of the first 500 people, Tricia, the first 500 people receive a goodie bag. I give an eco-friendly, reusable kind of a shoulder bag where you can gather up whatever you see during the day that And it'll start out with some coupons and some information in it. So that is my gift to the first 500 people who come into
very nice.
There. And it's eco-friendly. You know, it's not a throwaway, not plastic, doesn't mess up the environment. It's something that is usable. You know, when you go to the store, you can put your stuff in it. So it's something I like to do.
Let me ask you a question, Paula, if I may. For those individuals, because it's, you know, it's definitely a wealth of information, and it is a day that you just should come and just spend the day and just browse, and not only just talk to the vendors, but also talk to the other people who are there that's visiting the show. But, you know, is there any, will there be any food or dining opportunities for people who will attend, who are going to spend the whole day there?
You know, we... the show is in a hotel, and so we don't sell food at the show because the hotel has food available, and there are actually several options. They set up a little kiosk right in the fair where people can get, you know, little snacks, like little healthy snacks, by the way, like, you know, water or yogurt or fresh fruit. I think last time they had some wraps, some healthy wraps at lunchtime. So you can snack and continue on with whatever you're doing. And for somebody who wants a little bit more of a meal than that, down the hall from where the event is, there's a nice sit-down restaurant. If somebody wants to sit down and really, you know, get off their feet for a little while and have a little bit more of a hearty meal. That's very doable also. And don't forget our chocolate, you know, our gluten-free chocolate for when you're looking for a little tiny snack will be right there. So people definitely will have the opportunity while they're at the event. And one of the comments I before, always after the show, I send out a survey to people who've been there, and I ask them for suggestions and comments and so forth. And comments at one point was that people were looking for a place to sit. So this year, downstairs where we have the intuitive readers, there's a little spot with a couple of easy chairs. You know, if somebody has a reading and they want to just sit and kind of think about it for a while, it's a spot. And if it's a warm enough day, right there's a little patio where people can go outside, and it's kind of a protected area. So even though it's November, if it's a sunny day, it'll be a nice warm spot for people to step outside and get a little fresh air and sit down if they want to. So, you know, those are some additional options that we have for people this year.
Well, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Now, if people who are already in this holistic mode, and is there any way they can become like a member, or can they go on your email list so they'll know about all the opportunities in which you have to share?
Well, you know, that's a very good a good thing to bring up. As you know, I am the chairperson of the Westchester Holistic Network, which is another way that I get to indulge my passion for things holistic. And people are very welcome to come to our meetings, which are the second Tuesday of the month. We just had a meeting last week, but always the second Tuesday of the month we meet in White Plains at Good Counsel Convent. And people can go to westchesterholisticnetwork.org. And they can sign up to be a member, or they can just sign up to be on the mailing list. You don't have to be a member to come to the meetings, but we always have a great topic and a great speaker and great energy. And I just want to go back. I know we're almost out of time, but I just want to go back to something you said about networking and being with other people. And this is true both of the Westchester Holistic Network, and it's true of the Awaken Fair. And that is that it's a very social, open, warm, friendly, welcoming environment. I think that people who come to the Awaken Fair, they, you know, they're standing next to somebody and they're listening to a vendor talk about something, and then the next thing they're talking to the person next to them about whatever the vendor is saying or about some experience they've had. And it's a very kind of feel like everybody's there together. You know, there's separation, or well, I can't talk to that person. It's kind of like a big party. Everybody is just there together and very comfortable together. And I love that. You know, I have a big thing about being not exclusive. I think that the atmosphere at the Awaken Fair, as well as at the Holistic Network meetings, reflects that, and everybody feels like they are a part of. You know, we're all doing it together. You know, we're all in it together. We're all part of this time of change and discovery together, and it's a great thing. And I love that sense of warmth and connection that people have when they're at the wellness fair. So. That's an important element too. Sometimes people don't like to go to things alone. Oh, I'm going to be by myself. But you know what? If you come with a friend, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whatever, your mom, your whoever, or you come by yourself, you're not by yourself. You know, you're with a whole bunch of people who are there with you, enjoying the information and the inspiration and the upliftment of the day.
You know, when I first attended, which was, you know, earlier this year, I actually went by myself. I came, and I had a delightful time, and ended up running into, seeing one of your vendors who I hadn't seen in years. That was fun. So yeah, nice. You can come alone, bring someone, whatever you want to do. Just come out and hang out at the DoubleTree Hotel in Tarrytown this Sunday, November 21st, from 10 to 5.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
I don't know where the time goes. It's almost six o'clock. It's 6 o'clock on the boat.
Tricia, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Great.
I enjoyed you. Yes. And I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then those people who
I'm going to try to encourage other people to come. I'm going to, actually send an email blast out to some of my friends. And hopefully they will come. Actually, an email blast went out today, and it had it on top of the email blast. But
wonderful.
I'm definitely going to try to encourage people to come, and maybe I can get some people to take a table. You never know.
That would be great, too.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you Sunday and connecting with
you
again in the future, Tricia. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care and be well.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, listeners, thank you so much, once again for being a great supporter for the drive at 5 Live. And like I said, we each week we try to put you on the right track for a healthy living and healthy lifestyle. So we will be back again next Monday, and our guest will be Carol Bourne, and she's going to be sharing all her information with us, and that's going to be a great treat as well. So hopefully I'll see you again on Sunday, November 21st, at the DoubleTree Hotel, and that's in Tarrytown, New York, which is right off of Route 9, so you can take Broadway from Manhattan straight to the place. And I hope to see you there. In the meanwhile, everyone, have a safe and wonderful week. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo.